This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump faced a new raft of felony charges Tuesday after a Georgia state grand jury used a law developed to take down organized crime gangs to charge the former U.S. president with trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The charges brought late on Monday by the Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis charged Trump, the frontrunner in the race for the 2024 Republican nomination, and 18 associates for a scheme intended to reverse his loss. All the defendants were charged with racketeering, which is used to target members of organized crime groups and carries a penalty of 5 years in prison. Hawaii residents are providing food and health care after devastating wildfires destroy parts of Maui as the search continues for victims. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Volunteers offered water, food, and mental health services to residents of what was once the town of Lahaina on Hawaii's Maui Island. After wildfires incinerated the historic waterfront community, Maui County briefly relaxed rules allowing Lahaina residents back to their homes, but suspended that on Monday after officials say curious sightseers abused the system, clogging streets used by rescue workers. Search teams with cadaver dogs have combed through 25% of the Lahaina disaster zone, and police say they are moving as fast as they can to complete their sweep.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday he could not confirm a report Iran slowed its pace of amassing near-weapons-grade enriched uranium.
Of course, we would welcome any steps that Iran takes to actually de-escalate the growing nuclear threat that it has posed since the United States got out of the Iran nuclear agreement.
This is VOA News. Two powerful armed factions battled in Libya's capital Tuesday in the city's worst violence this year, but the deadly clashes claimed after one another side released a commander whose detention had triggered the fighting. A Tripoli health agency said 27 people were killed, more than 100 injured in the violence, without saying if the figure included both combatants and civilians. Dark smoke hung over parts of the city for much Tuesday, and the sound of heavy weapons rattled through the streets as fighting erupted in different suburbs. Analysts say Sudan's conflict has reached a stalemate both militarily and diplomatically, with little hope of the swift end of the war. VOA's Henry Wilkins reports.
A report last month from the International Crisis Group, a Belgian-based research group, said the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, had gained an upper hand over the Sudanese armed forces, the SAF in Khartoum, suggesting the SAF may be more willing to come to the negotiating table. According to other analysts, the window may have already closed, if it ever existed at all. Before the conflict started, attempts were made to merge the once friendly, now warring military factions. Diplomatic efforts to get the parties back on the same side have so far been unsuccessful. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Jeddah, South Sudan.
A human rights advocacy group is suing the U.S. federal government for failing to ban imports of cocoa harvested by children. More from VOA's Kim Lewis.
The lawsuit brought by the nonprofit group International Rights Advocates seeks to have the federal government block imports of cocoa harvested by children in West Africa that ends up in America's most popular chocolate desserts and candies. The group says it filed the suit because Customs and Border Protection and the Department of Homeland Security have ignored extensive evidence documenting children cultivating cocoa destined for well-known U.S. candy makers. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
North Korea says a U.S. soldier who bolted into the north across the heavily armed Korean border last month did so after being disillusioned at the inequality of American society. Private Second Class Travis King entered North Korea while on a tour of a Korean border village, becoming the first American detained in the north in nearly 5 years. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said King told investigators that he decided to enter North Korea because he harbored ill feelings against human maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. It says that King also expressed his willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or third country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.